Players Abroad on Soccer Laguma Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the flight. This is your captain, Slu Paho. We are traveling to Leuven, Belgium. Joining me in the cabin is Darren Keat, a goalkeeper who is playing for OH Leuven in the Belgian First Division B. Conditions are clear. He is a Bafana Bafana international and former Bidvest Witstar, with whom he is a former PSL and Telkom Knockout champion. For your safety, please keep your seatbelts fastened at all times. Flight 004 is cleared for takeoff. Enjoy the trip.
Soccer Laguma Radio.
I'm happy to be joined on the line by Bafana Bafana goalkeeper Darren Keat. Darren, thanks for joining me on the show.
No problem, always a pleasure.
So you've been living and playing in Belgium for about a few months now, but you were also previously there a few years back. What is the one thing that you miss most about South Africa when you're abroad?
Definitely some of the food. I mean, when I talk about food, I mean, you know, having a nice braai with my family. Definitely miss some of the sunny weather and also playing some more regular golf. Obviously, you know, the weather here is not ideal for golf and for enjoying the weather. But, yeah, you know, it's just a few things that I miss about South Africa. But we get on with life and we do our job at the end of the day.
All right, so you mentioned your favorite food, South African dish is braai vleis. So describe your plate to me. How are you organizing your braai plate?
I always enjoy a bit of homemade potato salad. I like to use my mom's recipe of making potato salad. Then I like to have some lamb chops and a nice piece of vorse and some garlic bread, you know, just to add a little bit of carbs to the meal. And maybe a small side salad, like a little toss-up salad or something, but nice meat and some good garlic bread always.
So we hear a lot about like Belgian chocolate and Belgian beer, but living that side, what's a food that you like, you know, your favorite Belgian meal, maybe one that's under the radar?
Definitely, it's called a friteur. So what they do is it's pretty much fries. So they do the fries first and then they let it cool off and then they redo it again in oil. And so it's fries like that with some mayonnaise. And then they also deep fry like your burger patties. They deep fry anything like chicken. They make chicken wings. They make pretty much any piece of meat you can find, and they just deep fry it. And it actually tastes pretty good. So it's something that we like to enjoy as a guilty pleasure, you know, on an off day or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So we know that you were born in Cape Town. What was your family's reaction when you told them you were going back to Belgium to play?
My mom was a little bit disappointed because obviously with having the grandson in South Africa was nice, being nice and close. Mm-hmm. Even though we were in Joburg, it's a lot closer than being in Belgium. And obviously we have a daughter on the way who's due on the 1st of January.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. She was a little bit sad about that because we'll be moving a little bit further away. But I think my dad was happy for me and the rest of the family was quite happy for us to go over to Belgium because I think they knew we enjoyed Belgium. Also, my wife's from Germany, so she's got a bit of family who's in Germany and things like that. So a little bit of mixed reactions, but overall, I think we're happy and my family's also happy.
How do these international moves come about? Like, at what point in the transfer were you made aware that you could potentially be moving back?
So, I mean, I made it clear to Wits quite early, quite late in the year in 2018 that I didn't want to be staying, and you know that they wanted me to stay. They tried to negotiate with me to stay, but you know, I made a decision that I wanted to come back to. Well, either to Belgium or somewhere overseas just to make a move with my family again. And I got in contact with an agent from Cape Town who was trying to help me out with some things. And, you know, nothing came about of that. So there were a few options here and there, but nothing came about of it. And then I actually spoke to my old club in Belgium, who I played for previously, and they were looking for a keeper, but they were looking for a younger keeper because they already had a keeper my age, so they didn't want to have two keepers who were the same age. And then they put me in touch with Lurban because they knew Lurban was looking for a keeper, and the director who I know at my old club in Kortrijk, he's also quite friendly with our club director here at Lurban. And he contacted him and said, like, obviously I'm looking to go overseas. He knows that they were interested in me. He'll put my personal manager, he'll put him in direct touch with him and then see if we can come up with something. So it was actually quite late. It was only in July when this came about. We got it done quite quickly. You know, I had a Skype interview with a coach and with the sports director here at the club. I had a Skype interview with them quickly, and they were happy with my mentality and with my attitude towards the club and with what I wanted. And they made a decision quite quickly that they would like me to come over. So we wrapped up things pretty quickly. And I was on the plane by the end of July. I was on a flight out to Belgium.
I've wanted to ask, being a goalkeeper, you must have quite an interesting vantage point of the pitch. What's the difference in pace and style of football between Belgium and South Africa playing in the two different leagues?
So South Africa is more back and forth. You know, it's quite a high pace game. A lot of running involved, a lot of attacking and defending. A little bit less organized because of the type of football South Africans play. We're very attacking. The defense seems to be a little bit more disorientated, whereas we lose positions quickly. Whereas in Belgium, it's a little bit of a slower pace, but much more tactical. So teams in Belgium like to keep a better shape and slow down the game, and teams in Belgium will attack a little bit slower. So not so much counter-attacking, which then obviously allows the teams to get back into position a lot quicker. A little bit more, you know, so Belgium's more constructive, a little bit more defensive rather than attacking, whereas South Africa is obviously a high-pace attacking league. So, yeah, there's slight differences, but as a goalkeeper, I think as a goalkeeper's job, you still have the same job to do. It doesn't matter which type of league you play in, but I think For outfield players, it could be a little bit of a difference.
Definitely. This is going to be a bit of a tough one. If your team was in the PSL, where do you think they would finish on the table?
I'll tell you why it's tough. Because we actually have a really good defensive team, but also our team is not used to like a high-paced attacking like we used to in South Africa. And also, you know, with us going forward, we also use a slow build-up attack. So I think if we had to go to the PSL, we'd be a mid-table team. I think that's where we'd be in terms of trying to adapt to the situations and the type of players that we have in this league.
Interesting. We know that there's a few South African players up in Belgium, including most famously Percy Tau. How often do you get the chance to meet fellow South Africans when you're up in Belgium? And what's it like to see people from home that side?
It's interesting. I mean, we were actually at a Burger King the other day. We took my family, my wife and my son, to the Burger King, and we met a family of Indians. Obviously, we could hear their accents, and we knew exactly like where they were from. And, you know, we just struck up a short conversation saying how things are. And you know, they've actually been living here for about 6 years or something. So it's always nice to meet some new people. With regards to Percy, he's about... She's almost 2 hours away from where I live, so we never really venture that side of town. He never comes to this side of town, so in that case, we don't really see each other much. There's another boy, Kurt Abrams. He lives close by. He's actually been to our city once or twice. I met him in the city. He plays for Westerlo in the same league as us. So yeah, there's a few South Africans in Belgium. It's actually more South Africans than you'd realise would be here. So yeah, you know, you always meet people in the city, especially like a city like Leuven. It's a student city, so it's mostly foreigners rather than Belgians that live here. So it's a very interesting place and a very nice place to be, and you're always bound to meet new people and always South Africans also.
Fantastic. So how often do you follow news and updates from South Africa?
I try and follow it every day. Obviously, I try and follow the highlights. I watched all the highlights from this week's PSL games and things like that. I'm not really into politics, so I won't be following much political news and things like that. But I like to keep an eye on what's going on in the sports and things like that.
Do you ever take a look at the trending topics?
No, not really.
Okay, I want to get your reaction to a recent story, and it's funny because you did live in Johannesburg, and this took place in Johannesburg, or didn't. It's a very strange one. Have you heard about the taxi driving cat?
No.
So there's genuinely, and you can call BS on this, but search it on Twitter. This is true. People have been getting into this taxi, and I swear, like 5-6 different accounts all attest to the fact that there was a cat driving the taxi. This is a real thing. What do you think is causing this delusion?
I don't know. People love a good story, don't they? People love to make news. I think South Africans in general love to be in the news. So it could be someone who's just looking at getting into the news, getting into the spotlight. I can't find any truth in that at all. But it's always nice to have a laugh, and I'm sure people will enjoy a good laugh from it.
Definitely. Now, switching back to soccer, you mentioned that you keep up to date with the highlights and such. So let me get your opinion. I mean, it's been controversial this season. What do you make of the officiating in the PSL and beneficial teams and all of that crazy stuff that's been going on with referee decisions?
It has been a little bit crazy this year. I mean, even last year when I was still playing in the PSL, I don't think there was even that much to talk about. You know, obviously you always have a few decisions here and there, but it seems like this year it's gone a little bit more, where teams are complaining more and things like that. So it's difficult to say because, I mean, yeah, obviously everyone wants to win and everyone wants to do well, but at the end of the day, a referee does have a big part in the game and making decisions in the game. So I think one of the biggest key parts in the game with a referee is that they just need to, you know, they just need to be there to lay down the rules. They don't have to take charge. They don't have to make themselves heard or be noticed. They just need to let the game flow, and they just need to let the rules be known of the game. And when there needs to be something done, they're there to rectify the mistakes and things like that. But I think also at the same time, teams also need to know that referees have a tough job. Mm. I think being a referee is not very easy. I've said before that I've also got my referee's license where I can referee juniors, and just refereeing a junior game is it's difficult enough, you know, doing something like that. So I can only imagine what the referees will be going through. But I think, overall, everyone just needs to understand the rules, understand what happens in a football match, and you know, just get back to basics within football. Just play the game the way it's meant to be played, and let everything else go.
Definitely. So, last question. You said you keep up to date, so I want to know, which South African team do you support? I know you've played for Wits twice, but who are you rooting for?
I'm on Wits to win the league. You know, they're still a team that I've always loved. You know, I started there, that's where I started my career, and obviously I came back and won the league and won a few cups there. And another team I like to do well is Cape Town City. I've always enjoyed watching them. I've enjoyed what they've done for the league and their presence they've made within the league and within Cape Town. It's been good for football. So, you know, I'd like them to do well also.
Did you see the recent news surrounding Cape Town City by any chance?
With regards to Benny McCarthy, or is there any other news?
Yes, with regards to Coach Benny. I just wanted to pick your brain there. What did you make of his his tenure coming to an end?
It was a little bit surprising, but also it wasn't really surprising because you know, at the end of the day, teams want results, and if a coach doesn't bring them results, then you know they're gonna try and look elsewhere and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Benny was fantastic for them. He did really well with them in one of his first stints as a coach, and it was always nice playing against him. I think one of the games we had a go at each other when he was on the sideline and I was standing close to the halfway line, and we had a few words with each other, and afterwards he ran onto the pitch and he tried to attack me, and I was going to attack him. And, you know, it's all fun and games like that, you know. So it's nice to see a coach who, who really is involved with his team and he really loves his team and he loves the game. But I don't think he'll be out of a job too long. Hopefully he'll find another good job where he can continue his coaching career, because I think he's good for the game, he's good for South African football. So, you know, I think he'll do well in his career as a coach. And then, obviously, hopefully Cape Town City kick on again also with a new coach.
Agreed. Well, thank you for joining me on Players Abroad, and best of luck for the rest of the season, Darren.
Perfect. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Crew, please prepare the cabin for landing. That is how we wrap up Flight 004 of Players Abroad. Let us know who you would like us to talk to next. It's always great to catch up. We have landed safely in Mzansi on our return from Belgium. Thank you for joining me on Sokola Duma Airways. From myself, your captain, Slu Paho, and my editor and co-pilot, Simon Strella, have a great day.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.